The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1. Proudly sponsored by Volkswagen. Volkswagen.ie.
Now, you may have seen the I Am RTE campaign, which is about challenging stereotypes using ordinary people. And really the message is, don't judge a book by its cover.
I am 5.
I am a carer.
I am a pilot.
I am gay.
I am fighting.
It's a really powerful campaign, actually, and we thought we'd talk to two of the people who featured in it. Darren O'Sullivan, who we see in his football gear looking all macho and cool, and he has one line in which he delivers and he just says, I am gay. And Liz O'Neill, who you heard there, there's a shot of Liz. She takes off her headscarf and she says, I am fighting. Guys, Darren and Liz, you're very welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
So Liz, coming to you first, how did you get involved in the campaign?
Well, my friend's daughter was working on the campaign and she rang me one day and she said that they were looking for somebody that was battling an illness. So she asked me would I take part. So after a lot of persuasion, I said I would.
OK. And did you know what it was for? I mean, how did she... Because it's kind of a difficult one to explain. It's very visual, you know, the message in the ad.
Well, she just kind of explained it to me that it was like our perceptions of people, you know... are different. We can like look at somebody and we think something, but in reality it's different. So I kind of like that, and I just like the way that the ad was representing all different sorts of people.
And so now that you've seen the finished product, was it as you imagined it?
Yeah, it was really good. I thought it was really, really good, and like everybody in it was just fabulous.
Yeah, it's powerful. You know, it really is, and it has people talking for all the right reasons. So you had breast cancer and, you know, we saw that shot of you taking off your headscarf.
Yeah.
When did you find out that that you had cancer?
So I found a lump last July in my breast, and I had a mammogram and examinations in August, and I was operated in September. I had a lumpectomy and I had 20 nodes removed, and 3 of those were cancerous and the lump was cancerous.
Okay. And how did you, like, how did you find out? How, like, did you find the lump, or do you remember when you...
Yes, I do. I was having a shower and never ever checked my breast ever. And I was having a shower on the 14th of July. Never forget the date. And I found a lump and I went straight down to my local GP and he examined me and he said I had a lump. And he said that I had a lump on my other breast as well. So,
which you hadn't found?
No.
Okay.
So the lump that I found was just fatty tissue. Mm-hmm. And the lump my GP found was cancerous.
Right, okay. And do you mind me asking, Liz, what age you are?
I'm 54.
Okay. So would you have been due a mammogram anyway then?
I was actually due a mammogram in August.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, isn't that, it's ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so what happened then? I mean, where did you go to get your treatment done?
So I went to CUH after about 10 days after finding the lump. Like, it was really, really quick. And after about 10 days, I had an appointment in Cork in CUH. And then what happened after that? I got my diagnosis then about 10 days after the examination. And then in September, I went in and I had my operation, my lumpectomy, and my, it's called axillary node clearance. So they took 20 nodes and, 3 were cancerous.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how are you doing now? I mean, when you go through something like that, I mean, I always feel, and certainly I know from friends of mine, I haven't had it firsthand in my family per se, but it's just a word and a disease and an illness and an awful, awful nuisance that it seems to be everywhere in society, you know. But I think until you go through it, until your family go through it, you don't really have the inside track into the amount of hospital visits, the amount of surgeries, the amount of doctor's checkups, the appointments, all of that.
Yes, it's life-changing. It's fairly frightening. it kind of takes over your life. It's every day. Mm. It's like constant, your husband, your children, your family, your friends. It's like constant.
Mm-hmm.
And
what got you through it, Liz? I mean, what's helping you through it?
Well, I have a great husband. I have a great family, great friends who are all supportive of me, fantastic work colleagues. And they just kind of bring you through it. And you know that everybody's thinking of you and rooting for you.
Mm-hmm.
And something kind of takes over then as well. Something, I don't know, in your brain takes over and just gets you through it. And I don't know, it's...
And so when you say that word in it, like I am fighting, do you feel every day that you're fighting?
I do. I feel I'm fighting every day, but I feel I'm winning the battle.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
That's a great way to look at it.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring Darren O'Sullivan in here because Liz is on the line in Cork. Have you guys actually met each other?
No, I didn't. No. Hi, Liz, how's things?
Hi, Darren. I saw you all right.
Oh, did you? Yeah,
yeah, I did.
I was on the earlier part when they were shooting. Yeah,
yeah.
So, Darren, as I said, your one line, Liz, is I am fighting. Your one line is I am gay. You are from Tipperary. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, I'm from Tipperary. Grew up in Tipperary. Moved to Dublin about 6 years ago. I've been teaching in Dublin. Moved because of the job. And yeah, just settled into Dublin. Love life in Dublin. Fantastic city.
Do you? What do you love about it?
Just the atmosphere, the buzz, everything. Dublin, it's unreal. It's a fantastic place.
There's always something going on.
There is, yeah. And then, like, I mean, specifically in relation to, you know, me being gay and all, just how proud Dublin has done, you know, on a global spectrum and, you know, so, yeah, very, very proud to be from Dublin.
Okay. So you're 30 years of age. Yeah. How did you get involved? Who approached you to take part in the ad?
Yeah, so I was approached by someone who knows me that works in RTE, and he just asked me if I wanted to be involved because he knew I was involved in coaching. So I'm a teacher and I also coach inside in the school, coach lads soccer. If you call it soccer in Dublin, it's football. So it's football.
Soccer.
Yeah. But so he knew I was kind of probably a bit more sporty perhaps. And again, in keeping with the ad and the ethos of the ad and kind of challenging stereotypes, portraying, you know, like I think what's really special about the ad is it's ordinary people. Like, I mean, Liz, listening to you and your story, you know, it's such a powerful story, but it's something that, like, if we were to walk into a cafe or anywhere, you know, it's you'd meet these people that are in this ad, and I think that's where the power of this ad is. But so I was coaching. I coach football, and he said that, you know, do you want to take part? It's that's the aim. It's to challenge stereotypes. It's to promote diversity. And I said, yeah, you know, again, like yourself, Liz, I did reflect on it because, you know, I'm a teacher. I've there is other people involved. I felt that this was a good cause. And I'm so proud of the campaign and I'm glad I took part.
And I think it's great because you only came out at 28 years of age. So that's 2 years ago.
That's correct.
So going to kind of wanting to be honest, wanting to be the person that you are, wanting to live the life the way you want to live it. And only 2 years ago you came out and now you're doing a campaign on national television. That for me, I just want to give you the biggest hug in the world.
Yeah.
I think that's phenomenal. How did you come out to your family and your friends?
It was very much an internal thing with me. Again, I was 28 years of age. And again, I mean, like everything in life, and labels will hold as much power or as little power as you allow them to. And, you know, it's interesting to see everyone, you know, rise above their label, let's say, and labels don't define people. Unfortunately, with me, it was an internal thing and I just gave it far too much power for far too long. And when I was asked to do the ad, I just said, listen, this puts a nice close to a chapter that just, you know, that's something that I just gave way too much power to. And I just said, you know, what better way to do it than just, you know, say, I am gay. I mean, it's funny, actually. You asked me about my family. When I was 28, I came out to my parents, who were absolutely fantastic. And, you know, I couldn't have asked for two better parents.
Did they know?
No, it's funny. Like, initially they... They say they didn't know. They say that afterwards, all there might have been clues along the way. But it's funny, I couldn't vocalise it. And like, we're a very close family. I tried to tell my brother actually a week prior. And I couldn't say those words. I couldn't say, I am gay. it just, it had that much power over me. And I was there in the car with Shane, is his name. And I looked over and I was trying to feed it to him. And he goes, oh, what, you got someone pregnant or something? And I was I was just like, okay, never mind. Take me home. It's fine. We'll talk later another time. But so I knew what I had to do. I wrote up a letter for my mom and my dad. And we, on my 28th birthday, we went to visit my grandmother. She's my godmother as well. Tess, she recently passed away. She's an amazing woman. But so we were just about to leave and I was bottling it again. And I was just like, okay, I need to. So I gave the letter to my mom and dad and they took the letter and I went from 1 to 10 and emotional immediately. And then my mother read it and she was picking up my emotion and she was so very emotional. And she was like, Darren, you're dumb stupid. And she thought I was dying or something. And she was just like, this is ridiculous. And, you know, I got out of the car and my dad followed me immediately and hugged me. And it was just, and my brothers were all just amazing. You know, Steve, the youngest chap, 5 seconds into after I came out to him, he was like, he called me a gunkle because we have nephews. And I knew when he was joking, like it was an internal thing, I suppose, maybe to do with lifestyle, perhaps, you know, I want kids, but like there's, you know, it was a silly thing that I held on to for too long, personally, me.
And when you did realise that everyone was okay with it, your brothers were okay, your brother was okay with it, your mom, your dad gave you the big hug, have you now reflected going, I could have done this 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 8 years ago?
Big time. And, you know, yeah, absolutely. And like that for me takes me to the other reason I did it. I'm a teacher. I like to think of myself as a role model. I do get on well with the kids that I teach, the kids that I coach. And, you know, if that can help inspire them, not let this label or any label hold too much power over them, then hopefully, you know, that would be a fantastic, if it has that.
Liz, I wanted to come back to you there. Since the ad has gone out and it's gone all over, you know, the internet and on TV and stuff, have people stopped you in the street or has anyone kind of said, wow, well done? Or
Yes, I've got loads of emails, loads of text messages. I live in a small town, Kanturk, and everybody knows everybody. And everybody comes up to me in the street and they're saying, is that you? Oh my God, is that you? You're fabulous. And they're praising me and saying I'm an inspiration. And
is there a cancer support system or service or centre in your locality?
Well, in the city, there is. There's ARC, it's called. So, yep. I haven't gone there yet, but when my treatment is over now, I probably will go there. I'm still having radiotherapy. I had my 14th session this morning. I have 6 more to do, so I'll be finished in kind of 2 weeks' time. And then when I have all that behind me, I think that I would go to the ARC house then to just for kind of a bit of more support and... But I just need to have all my treatment done first before I consider that.
For sure. But I think you'd be, I think it would be very easy for you guys to underestimate what you're doing and how the power of words like that and a visual, a very simple visual of the two of you standing up and saying to the nation what you're saying will help so many more people than you will ever, ever imagine. I mean, have you thought about that, Darren?
It was one of the reasons I did take it and that's what I would hoped. I hoped that because too much power is given to labels and, you know, if it helps a youngster who might be struggling internally at, 15 years of age in a classroom, realise that, you know, this is just a label. For example, let's say it's gay. I'm gay. So what? There's nothing to be ashamed of. Be proud of it. Own it. You're still the same chap that likes to spend hours on Facebook, FIFA, whatever, do you know what I mean? It's, be proud of it, it's just...
And it's interesting that you should say, because it's, words are very powerful, and when you hear words, they're very powerful. For you, you had to write a letter, and that was your way of coming out. But I was at a talk there recently, and somebody made the point that if you actually... We're all really hard on ourselves, but if you say something about yourself that you love about yourself, you know, whether you love your sense of humour or you love whatever it is, and you say it out loud, the power in saying something out loud, those words coming out of your mouth, can be absolutely huge. Not just for you, but for people around you as well.
Yeah.
You know? Liz, what's the plan for the future for you? As you said, get through your next round of treatments.
Get through my next round of treatments and hopefully go on a little sun holiday when I'm finished.
Good woman. Where are you going to go?
Well, I'd be hoping to go to Nerka. My daughter got married there this time last year, and or the 1st of July, actually, last year.
Beautiful part of the world, actually.
Yes, she came home from Australia and we went to Spain, and she got married in Spain, and it was after when we came home, I found the lump. So I'm hoping to go back there now, and I'll have like the full circle done. Hoping to go back to Nerka just kind of to celebrate the year of, well, the hard year, but...
Getting through it,
and yeah.
So there's a text in for you here, Liz. Martina says, breast cancer can be the hardest time of your life. I love the ad. Keep fighting, Liz, from Martina, who is a survivor as well.
Lovely.
May I wish Liz and all the other brave people the best. I, like so many other women, have had breast cancer and survived. I had no support from my family, but for the support of good friends, I don't know what I would have done. Sometimes fear stops people engaging with cancer sufferers, or maybe I'm just being kind. That's another message. Darren, somebody says, I met Darren recently. He was my son's teacher at a first year parent teacher meeting. I was so impressed with him that day, and I'm even more proud to know him now. Congratulations for encouraging diversity and positivity in the whole school, students and staff alike. Being allowed to be your true self means you are a true role model to your students, Mr. O'Sullivan. Mahu, and that comes in from Samantha.
It's brilliant. Thank you.
How lovely is that?
Lovely. Very nice.
Have you had your students come up to you?
You know, because it's on RTE, I've been able to be a bit of a ghost, and I have to say, I've seen some of the things and some of the shares, and these are from boys of all backgrounds, and I'm very, very proud, very proud. And just, you know, if that will help, again, the youngster who might be kind of quietly struggling with it, very proud that they've done me proud, and they've done themselves very proud, very proud.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Darren O'Sullivan and Liz O'Neill, thank you so much for coming in to talk to me about the I Am campaign. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. Thanks very much. Bye, Liz.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.